All right, this one's Lovelies.
Try and I'll break your legs on top of me. When I die, I'll leave with a smile. Our young eyes, no point of denial. And it's crazy to think maybe another one will do me good. Cross my heart, no words that'll fill me. Spread apart, not them and just thee. Strike the luck, you're one of the loves all coming. Got me feeling the type of way. Body shakes in the space of things with the night that you somehow misplaced again. Locked up teeth, what a pretty face. Candy breath while you whistle to me. Love lies, don't even try and I'll break you. Legs on top of me. But when I die, I'll leave with a smile. Our young eyes, no point of denial. And it's crazy to think maybe another one will do me good. Cross my heart, no words that fill me. Spread apart, not them, just me. Strike a lock, you're one in the love, is all coming free. Strike a lock, you're one in the love, is all coming free. All the nonsense, everybody's talking over me. Not for the movement, black man with gold up green. Screaming all the nonsense, everybody's talking over me. Not for the movement, black man with gold up green. So when I die, I'll leave with a smile. Our young eyes, no point of denial. And it's crazy to think maybe another one will do me good. Cross my heart, no words that'll fill me. Spread apart, not them, just me. Strike a lock, you're one, the love is all coming free. Strike a lock, you're one, the love is all coming free. Strike a lock, you're one, the love is all coming free.
We're good to move on to the next one.
What's our next song? All right,
this one's Perfect Scene.
Oops.
Sigh, sweet air you're breathing. I can mess it, regret it, forget it for you and me. Yeah, no press, no less, undressed. One's 15 into old seats. You got a wicked smile stuck in the back of my mind. Whenever you're around, it's not that hard to find. I like to hear you laugh. If I'm the reason why you make it all okay, you don't even have to try. So pick me up on down. Drink too much, you know. You've been my home secret. So take me a little further. I'm shaking, so many thoughts going through. In and out, should I hold or should I tell? It was stuck in my mouth, and they're not coming out. You got a wicked smile stuck in the back of my mind. And whenever you're, it's not that hard to find. And I like to hear you laugh. If I'm the reason why you make it all, you don't even have to try. So pick me up, calm down. Drink too much, you know. You've been my home secret. So take me a little further. I'm shaking, so many thoughts going through. In and out, should I hold or should I tell? It was stuck in my mouth. They're not coming out. Favorite fans seem real. Please count me in. Grab my hand, turns around the way she runs. Should I hold her? Should I tell her? What's stuck in my mouth? And they're not coming. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let. Shaking, so many thoughts going through. In and out, should I hold her, should I tell her what's stuck in my mouth? take me, little fella, little feather. I'm shaking so many thoughts going through, in and out. Should I hold her? Should I tell her what's stuck in my mouth? They're not coming out. Favorite band, see Maria, please count me in. Grab my hand, turns around the way she grins. Should I hold her? Should I tell her what's stuck in my mouth? They're not coming out. Oh no, if they're not coming out. Oh no. You gotta wake the smile, stuck in the back of my mind, whenever you're around. Next one is Dawn.
Well, for starters,
adore the way your dress falls to the floor. Yeah, you think I'm pretty funny. Well, I think I come off lame. Got me feeling so ashamed and all. So if I'm just a phase, won't you tell me? Summer nights just feel so long. With your fingers in my hand and the way you light it, with the breeze of dawn just passing along. Say I'm mistaken to fall so soon. Are you tired? I'm so tired. And evening coffee away with you. When you say I'm just a boy, make no mistake, when I'm done with you. Fingers on my back got me sleeping, so off track from time with you. And the way I think is stupid got me feeling lost and all. And I'm clinging way too much, I know. So if I'm just a phase, won't you tell me? Summer nights just feel so long. With your fingers in my hand and the way you light stare, with the breeze of dawn just passing along. Say I'm mistaken to fall so soon. Are you tired? I'm so tired. And even coffee away with you. When you say I'm just a boy,
next one is someone new.
Okay, you can also not. Where do you want me to go? Like, where would you like me to go? Okay. No.
I'm going to scooch this a bit closer between the
kind of. Isn't it funny? Here. Like, we're kind of matching and then those two are kind of matching?
Kind
of. Between us, like that.
Yeah, there we go. That'll pick up the cardioid.
Only if Ian had his sweater on still.
Alrighty. Yeah. Alright, thanks for joining us. I am Cole from River City Sounds. This is episode 92, and we have with us.
Oh, are we supposed to say our names now?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
We're Parsley. I'm Corey.
What do you do in the band?
I'm the bass player.
Okay.
My name's June. I play guitar and sing.
My name's Ian. I play drums.
I'm Alex. I play guitar and sometimes sing.
Sometimes sing. Very nice. So, what are the origins of the band? How long have you guys been around?
All right. So, the band started back in 2017 or 2019, my bad. And it was me and June. And I kind of met June like that night, and we just started playing music together. And I was like, I vibe with this guy. Like, we're definitely going to, I want to play music with this dude.
So, my story's so much better.
Yeah, go ahead.
The floor is yours.
Nobody's stopping you.
So we met at an SU jam, and the very
SU like the
Shendo University. Okay, that's where we went to school together. And the very next day, he ends up being in like my music history class. So he's like, "Hey, what's up?" I'm like, "Oh shit, I didn't realize you were here." And he was like, "Yeah." And after class, I really wanted Chipotle. So he was the only one that was willing to go with me. And from there, we just started talking about music. And I think that night we wrote Dawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you learn anything useful in the music history class?
Because
the answer is probably no, right?
Yeah.
I think Mozart was into poop.
Was he?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you don't do anything modern. You basically start with what, like the Christian fucking...
It's yeah, like so early on. Yeah.
Start Gregorian.
I think the second class.
Yeah, they broke it up into two. First one was like Gregorian chanting all the way up to like opera, like classical period. Second one goes into like the new school of stuff, into like modern.
Yeah, and modern's like the last semester of the last thing that you do. Not the last semester, but the last like segment of semester you do. Like it's not what you think it is.
Whole time I was playing Stardew Valley on my laptop, looking at Reverb.
Yo, our Minecraft server.
Yeah, we played Minecraft. Castrati. That's one thing I learned.
Yeah, the Castrati.
Yeah, that I still remember.
I remember those.
So the other two of you, Ian and Alex, how did you two come into the band?
I transferred to SU in 2019. I had started off in community college back in Maryland. And funny story, Corey was my orientation leader.
Very nice.
And they had another drummer at the time. And he was like, yeah, we're dropping an EP. And I was just like, I remember being like, oh, dang, I really want to join a band when I get into college. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, you know, like 3 months into the semester, I want to say, they approached me and were like, do you want to be a drummer in our band? And
Very nice.
Like, yes.
Yeah, I joined last, and it was, I had seen June around on campus, and I guess my sophomore year at Shenandoah, we had the same ear training music theory class, and I would help him out because I had a good ear for that stuff, and I would help him out with his homework. And then after a few talkings, he was like, you want to buy my Strat? I'm like, I had just started the horrible addiction of gear acquisition syndrome, gas. But this is like October. Then December, I'm at like a house party that someone was putting on, and June lived at the house. And then June he was very drunk that night, and he was like, hey, you want to play guitar? And I'm like, sure. And so he showed me all the songs from the first EP. He's like, yeah, it's like, would you want to join? You want to join us? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, cool, I'll send you all the chords and stuff, and after winter break, we can get back and do that. And Ian had already joined at that point. Mm-hmm. And then that January, we get back, and I'm working with him, and Ian and I are talking. Ian and I realize we've been at the past like few Tame Impala and Pond shows together.
Yep.
And then we're going over footage, and like I have videos where I pan over and Ian's like, that's me, because Ian's a tall guy, and like you can see his head in there.
You'd see my bleach blonde hair at the time.
Yeah, like,
at the front,
like
of the
he
crowd.
Stuck out like a sore. Yeah, we had this.
Alex was trying to. Yeah,
all right, so where did the name come for the band?
Oh my goodness.
It's so we really couldn't come up with much more of a name. And so June was like, hey, like, what if we name it
you
after my cat?
Up. You brought it up first.
I brought it up?
You brought it up.
Oh, well.
And
you tell this story. You know it better than me then.
So Parsley's a cat.
Parsley is a cat.
Okay, it's not specifically named after Spice. You know, cat.
Everyone thinks, and we just roll with it.
That's why, yeah. But yeah, Corey brought it up because I was obsessed with my new cat at the time. I still am, but and then I remember I was at JMU and we're just texting. I'm starting to get frustrated, and I was just like, "Let's just do Parsley, fuck it." And
yeah, that's the only good name that we could think of. Everything else got shot down instantly.
And I'm glad because I think it's a fun story to tell people.
Yeah.
And I also think we were like done with the EP by then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we've written it and everything, and we just didn't have a band name, so we're like, "Ah, fuck it, Parsley's cool."
So speaking of, that was my next question. You guys have been talking about this EP. Do you want to talk about the release of that? Like, how? When did you put that out?
Okay,
so that's that first.
The first one.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the first EP. The recording process was a little rough. And
did you record it at school, like with school production stuff?
It was not recorded with any school production stuff. It was all other students, like
bedroom.
June's friend.
It was
a bedroom recording, 100%.
But it still was student helped.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just checking.
No, you're good.
So June's roommate at the time was also in our major, which was music production recording technology, MPRT for short. And he definitely helped us record the whole thing, and it came out, and I love it. I love the project itself. I think all of the songs hold a lot of like dear memories for me.
There's a charm to it.
It does. It does. Yeah. What, we released that 2019? Was it 2019?
It was August of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So same year the band came out, we wrote all the songs and like rushed to finish an EP. And yeah, you came out with that. Then we did a re-recording of it because we added both of these guys. And
so yeah, we, our buddy, June's other roommate,
my other old roommate,
Chris Fenton. He's just an insane, like audio engineer, like live recording guy. I mean, he was also a student at Shenandoah, and like he was an upperclassman when I got there. But he's done stuff for Destructo Disc. He's like been like an A1 monitor, and he like interned at like Steve Albini's studio in Chicago. So like he knows his shit, and like he was June's roommate when he lived there. So we went to his house.
Did you just re-record like the parts, or did you actually re-record the entire?
The entirety. Did the,
yeah, it's basically okay. Like it's also like a live album. Live tracked. Yeah.
Okay.
So
cool. Also,
and I was about to say, have you had another recording out since then? Did you mention the, another one you had?
Yeah, yeah, we have.
What all releases do we have out so far?
So we have the first EP, then we have the single Lovelies, and then after that we have the release of like singles from our next EP, which was Clean Break. And what did that include? Lights, 15. And was that it?
Yeah, those are the two singles.
We had two lead-up singles to that.
And that one we did mainly production recording in my basement at my house at the time. And then over the course of the year, whenever I was not busy with school, I would like mix and edit and do that. And then Chris mastered that for us. But
answer my next question.
Yeah.
So mostly in-house production for everything.
Mostly, yeah. Like yeah. It's like I...
Like, we did change it up for these two new singles.
Yeah, two new singles, Backdoor and Someone New. We worked with Yusuf,
okay, yeah.
10 Pound Snail. Corey's tight with them, and we were looking for someone to record, and a bunch of people were busy, and like we wanted to work with Chris, but we're like, we've been playing these for a while, so...
Right.
Needed to get them out.
Yeah.
So we did... Were those the last things that...
Those are the last things we've recorded.
Spiral, at Spiral Mansion, though?
That was the last recording done at Spiral, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, because they were getting ready to move.
Oh, right. I forgot they left that place.
Yeah. We did that in March or April.
Did that in March, and then got everything figured out over the summer, and then got them mastered by our other friend, Talon.
Right.
Yeah, so it was cool working with Yusuf. I liked his approach, too, because it was, like, a more streamlined thing of what I was trying to do. Like, Ian would come over, like, on, like, a Saturday in November and be in my cold basement, and I'd be, like, hanging like a overhead over him, and then I'd be like, all right, I'm sorry, the Ableton cue is too loud in your headphones, so that's bleeding, we have to re-record everything.
And we'd have like, yeah, that recording process for Clean Break was kind of a mess, but I think, you know, we're still early, we're still a newish band, like, we're learning how to do things. It's a process, especially I liked with Yusuf, I had Corey with me, and I think that was like my favorite part, because I'm horrible at hearing the song in my head if I don't have someone else playing along with me on the drums. All the more power to drummers who can just memorize songs that way. That is not me.
So I was talking with Corey a little bit earlier while you guys were out getting snacks. He was saying he's the only one who actually lives in Richmond. So you guys care to share where you all live at the moment?
I live in Northern Virginia.
I want the specific address, if you
don't
mind.
Yeah, specific address.
You can give you IP.
512.
No, that's good.
Yeah, I live in Nova.
I got the vibe that you guys are a little bit more spread out, basically.
Yeah, a lot of people figure that out, which is cool. I mean, because we just kind of do this whenever, like, there's a show, Corey, we started, because, yeah, we met all up in Winchester, Virginia, where Shenandoah is, and then once COVID happened and stuff happened, Corey didn't end up, like, Corey just moved here and stuff, and then Ian, June, and I were finishing school, but Corey made the right choice, because...
Yeah, I dropped out. Online school was not for your boy. Not.
More power to you too, but yeah, because I think we got our first show here back in 2022. Because all of us, because I had to miss a bunch of shows because I was doing like vacations. But yeah, so I'm sorry to get to the point. I live in Harrisonburg, Virginia. All that, yeah, you can cut a bunch.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I stamp all these.
Yeah, I live in Frederick, Maryland, so I'm like the furthest away from here. I'm usually typically around like a 3-hour drive. I enjoy it. I'll throw on a podcast. I'll throw on a long ass playlist. Just zone out on I-95 South.
The Iron Highway.
Yes.
The longest Dark Souls run back.
And June is in Springfield. He didn't want to say.
Oh,
that.
Springfield. No, I didn't know if you wanted
to. No, you're fine. I was just joking. I was just realizing that. I was like, it doesn't really matter where you're all from. I'll just say that you all are all from different areas. It's what people are trying to get at. So what I was going to say was, as it comes to like a favorite hangout spot as far as like a bar, a brewery, or maybe just a restaurant, maybe Corey takes you somewhere. Do you have a favorite place maybe that you show them? And maybe you guys, do you have a favorite place that you have been in Richmond that maybe you've been experienced of? It's...
restart us.
I just need a place from each of y'all.
Yeah. A place?
It's really a niche. I need one place from each of y'all. It could be the same, it could be different.
Does the house count?
Yeah. Yeah,
the house counts. Like so and oftentimes, like, we just stay at my house or we'll, like, swing over to, like, another buddy of mine's, like, around the area. I don't know. I find myself having a really hard time, like, being out in socialist settings. And it's weird because I'm definitely, like, an extroverted person. But, like, my social battery runs out pretty quick sometimes.
Did you say you had moved here, like 19, 20-ish?
I would say I moved here to this house 21.
So I was about to say, you were introduced to Richmond living here, like, during or post-COVID, not pre-COVID.
Post-COVID, for sure.
So that might color your opinion a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because I know, like, I've talked to a lot of people, even myself, has been like, I don't go to shows anymore. You know what I mean? Even though they're open, it's just like, I just want to stay home. Fuck this shit. So I'm just trying to keep that in mind while you answer your question. Thank you.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I like going out. I like doing stuff like that. But I haven't found my spot just yet or, like, somewhere I'm like, this is where I'm going every Friday or, like, every other Friday or something.
Yeah.
It used to be Ipanema.
Yes.
But I don't know. Recently, especially after them getting bought out, it's just like it's not the same. Mm-hmm. It's been a time.
Not much has, like, changed yet, right? They haven't, like, laid out. They're still saying it's fine for now before they do something with it or
something like that. But
I was reading that. It was a national emergency when I read that.
I didn't even know about that until I listened to this podcast and I heard other people talking about it being bought. Like, what's happening with it?
VCU bought the building Ipanema is, and I think there's a recording studio around there too.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're just buying property.
As they do.
Big school.
It's a shame.
They're making Richmond VCU. Like, synonymous.
No, that's what they want to do. For 100%. They want to connect their two sides, basically.
The VCU compound.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't live in Richmond, but, you know, when I do come, and it's usually for shows, usually, like, just the house venues or whatever venue we're playing at is a great spot to, like, just hang out and, you know, kind of meet new people. Babes is fun. I'm not gonna lie.
You like Babes. You like going to
I
bars.
Do like Babes. I don't... They have a cover fee, right?
Yeah.
They do, yeah, of course.
So I don't go a lot. But I don't know. I just like the house venues. They're just always such a good vibe. And we just chill there until we have to play, and then we chill after.
Yep. So yeah, that was kind of a next question, but I can kind of flavor it towards that style. What's a favorite house show that you've either played or been at? Do you have one?
Like, our...
In Richmond area, if we can narrow it down.
Yeah, of course. I would say, like,
I think
top three, Rabbit Hole for sure. Shout out to them. I would say the Camel is always a good spot to play
at. House.
Yeah, that's not a house. Come on.
I can still be a venue. It's fine.
We can do venue too.
Venue's fine. Yeah.
Cactus Shack, if we're talking house show venue.
Rabbit Hole adjacent.
I'm not going to lie. I did really like Ipanema's vibe, you know?
So yeah.
Like, it was just, like, so close and, like...
Those were always pretty good shows. I really liked playing there.
I mean, yeah, our first show at Ipanema was with Destructo Disc.
Oh, that one goes
such a good introduction.
That was a good one.
Oh,
I think also, well, you say Cactus Shack. I'm pretty sure, like, Arson House, I know it's kind of, like, in limbo, too, but those have been fun shows as well. Just any of the house shows, honestly, or Bird House.
Bird House, for sure. Arson House doesn't really have...
They had their one show. Yeah,
I almost set the old Arson House on fire.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was leaning up against, like, the gas stove, and then all of a sudden, I have the question you all have at some point in your life. You're like, why do I smell gas? And I turn around, the stove flipped up, and I was like, ah, shit. Had to cut it off, but...
Yeah, house shows are great here. It's hard to narrow them. I would say
Rabbit Hole, they just run it. They run it like the Navy. It's just... Seb and Paige and Mike and
they do such a good job.
Great job, great promotion, great vibe. We've seen everyone there and just like
which band runs that one? Is that
they're not like an actual band and they're a part of different.
Seb from Background Action and Space Mirror does sound and stuff for it. Paige is like the main booker and like showrunner. And just the captain aboard the ship.
What's her other band name?
She has a cover band called Mormon Slayers. That pops out in time. Yeah, like, I think the first time we were on a bill and, like, the secret fifth band was Mormon Slayers. Yeah. And, like, they just shaved Seb's head, and I was like, I'm like, hell yeah.
That's a wicked set.
So yeah, Rabbit Hole is a really cool place. We think we know where it is. We cut that out because we don't want to be blowing up people's spots. But you said that there are ferrets there?
They do have ferrets there.
And what are the ferrets' names? How many ferrets are there?
Two, and they've got Dinky and Honey.
Nice.
Dude, they're so fun to play with.
They hang
so
out during the show and whatnot.
No.
One is like the typical. Yeah, no, they don't bring them downstairs.
I thought it'd be cool to just run around in the show and shit.
I'd be scared for them.
Yeah, I'd be terrified.
No, I have a story I used to tell all the time. I used to have a friend, and their ferret got into their mother's, oxy supply.
Oh my gosh.
And had to go to the ER and be revived, and now it's permanently drugged. It's just a little floppy worm, dude.
You're just here,
and you're like, what is that? He's in the trash again. You always got to check the trash can before you throw him out because you might throw out the ferret.
Oh my gosh.
You just put him between your legs, like right here, mm-hmm. and just cuddle mm-hmm. his face and shit, and he would just a little lump. And you just
they are so much fun to play with.
Yeah.
The only downside to ferrets is that they genuinely do smell.
I used to own rats, man, and like I used rats to take cool. care of my friend's rats, and they were boy rats, and the boys stink way worse than the girls.
Yeah.
And like they're not as bad as boy rats, honestly. And like me and my girlfriend love looking at the ferrets when we go by in the pet section to get the dog food.
Yeah. Fun fact, did you know that ferrets are, their closest animal relative is skunks?
Yeah, about that. Oh, sounds really? About right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like skunks, too. They're cool. We're going to get into some more fun territory here in a second. Yeah. But should I ask the RVA question? Do we want to do the RVA question? The acronym question?
Oh, I'm scared. Can we start at Alex?
I mean, yeah, you don't have to do it if you don't want
Alex
to.
Alex was good.
If you don't do a good one, I can just cut it out, too.
Okay, sweet.
RVA is the acronym for Richmond, Virginia. I'm supposed to reassign the words to the letters, but still spells out RVA means Richmond, Virginia to you. What is it?
Rayman voice actor.
What's Rayman?
Like you've never saw like Rayman? Like
what do you mean?
The little guy. He just the guy like has like hands, little hands and stuff. Yeah, no arms, no legs.
Just a platformer, and then like they kind of bastardized the thing with like the Rabbids or whatever on the Wii. But what is it? Hold on.
Is this someone from Richmond?
No. Rayman's like a video game character.
Oh.
In Ubisoft. It was the old Ubisoft IP. And,
this
like,
one sounds like it's getting cut.
What was it again?
Rayman voice actor. Rayman voice actor.
Okay.
Like that guy?
I have no fucking idea who that is.
Like Rayman was like, it was like a, like.
But because you have one on the cuff, I'll let it stay in. Okay.
Oh, sweet. Congrats.
Is that good?
Pass the vibe.
Hell yeah. So we're in Chloe's Corner territory now in this exceptional area. What are y'all's zodiac signs? Or do you just not, you know,
subscribe I'm a Sagittarius.
To this is actually the best fun fact that we have as a band. June and I are both Aries because we are both born on March 25th, 1999.
Okay, very fun. Very nice.
They're twinsies.
Twinsies.
Birthday twins.
I never get a birthday alone anymore.
Oh.
Alex is a...
I'm a Taurus, and like, I don't know. The thing with astrology signs is like, I let people enjoy it. It's just like, but I have also been freaked out by someone vibe checking me too hard where they almost guess my birthday without me telling them.
Oh, that's crazy. So, what's your favorite snack?
Favorite snack? Oh, man. I want to say ice cream sandwiches. Okay. 100%. I have, like, that mini fridge right over there. And
you have two mini fridges.
That one's broken.
And a free mini
that
fridge?
One's like a... I mean, that one is perfectly in working condition. Are you interested in a mini fridge, by the way?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right,
I just bought my secondhand one a couple months ago.
I see.
So I appreciate it.
But I keep ice cream sandwiches in there, and that's like a solid like year-round thing.
Okay, very nice.
Man, there are like so many like Korean snacks that I really like. There's this one where it's like these crab chips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and those hit. And then they also
really
have,
good.
They have like
shrimp chips too.
Balls.
They have like shrimp trips too.
Yeah,
they're
shrimp. Oh, I would nibble on those like a fucking
I don't really care for shrimp as it's the texture, it's the squishy, but I'll fuck up them shrimp chips too, for sure. Like, was it New Grandmart? Is that where you get most of your stuff from? Like, you know about New Grandmart, right? No?
No.
Oh, maybe it's a Richmond,
is that a Richmond thing.
I think it might be a Richmond
maybe it's
thing.
A Richmond thing, but there are two stores at least in the Richmond area, and they sell like a lot of international food and all that kind of stuff. So get all your good Korean snacks and shit from there. These fucking dope.
We'll check
it
out.
They also have those chocolate balls. It's like it's a ball of like a soft like thing. It's like cracker, but it's like not a cracker, you know.
Wafer.
And then yeah.
Wafer.
Yeah.
There's the word. There you go.
And then inside is like chocolate, and it hits. It's awesome.
Okay.
Hell yeah. I will either go for like immediately like a Slim Jim or like salt and vinegar chips, which I literally got at the corner store while we were on break.
Salt and Vans.
Yeah, usually at work, if I forget to pack a lunch, there's like a Walgreens right in front of my job. So if I'm feeling desperate and I need something, I will get what I refer to as boy lunch, which is a Red Bull and Pringles. But if I'm thinking candy, I've recently rediscovered the pretzel M&Ms.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Pretzel ones are really fucking
pretzels
good,
are
yeah.
really good because there's like these...
Little big showers of salts inside of it.
Exactly.
Too.
It's like
chocolate-ness.
Yeah. Salty, sweet. There was like these little other sort of things, which I think it is what I'm comparing to. Like it would be like the little mini pretzels with like a chocolate drizzle on it,
mm-hmm.
with like maybe some
about.
Sort of it has the same like sort of taste but different texture, but that's what it reminded me. I would eat those up as a kid.
What are we watching right now? Are you binging anything right now? Are you in the middle of something that you're really obsessed with? What are we doing?
Oh,
maybe you're reading something. I don't know.
Man, I've been like burning through manga recently. It's actually ridiculous. I just caught up to One Piece, not just recently, but like I've been catching up to One Piece. I caught up to Undead Unluck. I just finished catching up to, there's another one, there's like two more, and then I'm reading Tomie, which is this massive manga. Like my friend let me borrow that book and that's been awesome. So
I think he only needed one.
No, that's fine.
Why are you shaming me?
What are you watching, Jim?
Dude, I am watching Sex Education 4th season, and it's so good, but no one watches it, so
see,
I don't have anyone to talk to.
Just really done with like the adolescent, I'm trying to lose my virginity plot line of the
oh,
show.
That was over,
you know,
like
I mean?
Way before.
Like it just seems a bit overdone for me. Sorry.
I'd still watch
but
Sex
I'm glad
Education.
That you I'm glad you like your
I
show.
I wish someone like would get to season 4 so I can just talk about
it's,
it.
It's like there's always one
We're
person
about
in a band. There's always one person in a band who loves Better Call Saul, and no one will talk about them with I was one of you two, no offense.
But hey, we...
I binged the first season, and I've been really bad about it now, but Veep, I started watching that, and I really liked it. And then I'll just, like, shout out a random film that I watched recently, Close. It was, like, distributed by A24. It's, like, some French-Belgium film. Artsy and stuff. Made me cry, and I was not expecting that, like, as much, but... It's a great movie. If you have, I don't know where to stream it. I kind of do that illegally.
Yeah. Wait, hey.
Was it M4U free?
I
will shout that
F-movies
out.
Fmovies. It's now Fmovies with a Z at the end.
Can you close
dot
and say that?
To.
Can you close and say that?
Yeah.
To the mic?
Yeah. No, I'm going to. Yeah. Please.
You want me to?
Yes.
Fmovies with a Z at the end. It's S-Z dot T-O.
It's and movies and then a Z.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. And please use an ad blocker.
No, I do. Oh, for real. No, we use it's the letter M, the number 4, the letter U, and then spelled out free. And then I Google that because there's so many different variants of it.
Yeah.
I watch it on my phone. I watch it on the pad. I watch it on the Xbox. You know what
oh,
I mean?
You use different devices with it? Okay.
The ads are so fucking horrible, dude. Like some of them, there's one where it's a finger and it has a gob of like, what's it called?
Like snot? Or?
No, it's like gel or some shit, but it's the same color. So like if you're looking out the corner of your eye, it looks like a fucking dick because it's got like the little like head on it right there of the goo, but it's the same color. So you think it's a dick and it's just... It's a lot of weird shit like that on the side. It's not fun.
My roommate and I just started watching Twin Peaks.
Oh, fun.
That has been good.
I want to get into that. I've
it
heard
is
so good.
Very good. I'd say, like, every... Like, the writing is very cool. It's, like, I've seen a couple David Lynch films. Like, I saw Eraserhead, like, a couple years back. Mm-hmm. And, like, that movie disturbed me. But the Pixies cover... The Pixies cover... Yeah, June saw that, too. You were watching there.
We're watching it at your
place. Yeah, no, there's a Pixies cover of like the girl, like the woman in the radiator song or whatever. Very good cover. But no, we got a bigger TV, so like it's just looking awesome. Characters rock. They're just all awesome there. Let's see. I'm catching up weekly on Jujutsu Kaisen. That has been hype AF. Reading. One of my coworkers let me borrow a copy of a book called The Jakarta Method by Vincent Bevins, and it's about like the U.S.'s involvement in like in Indonesia, like Cold War era stuff. It's just a bunch of like interesting things there, and like sometimes I'll switch through audiobooks because some guy did an audiobook on YouTube. It's very cool.
Mr. History based stuff, like reading wise.
I don't normally read stuff like that, but like my
coworker.
He's
becoming an old man.
I'm becoming an old man before our very eyes.
It's almost 2024. We got like a month or so left. But what are some goals you want to get done in 2024? What do you guys want to do?
So definitely want to record this next music video for Backdoor. I also am really excited on like planning just a tour, just in general. Like
would that be your first tour?
Yeah. It'd be our first tour. Yeah.
It's just like getting to more places around Virginia, just going there, more Northern Virginia. We played mainly most of our shows in Richmond, a couple odd ones up in Northern Virginia. I want to get us over to Western Virginia near like Harrisonburg area. I have a bunch of friends and coworkers who just do stuff for Crayola. I want to try to hit Charlottesville, Stanton, even though there's not really a scene, but Blacksburg even would be cool.
Just like a short Virginia tour.
Yeah, nice
like
weekend.
Yeah, regional. Yeah, some kind of regional. Just like really small. It would be nice also to get the Parsley up into Maryland.
Yeah.
You know, we've thought about like Baltimore, DC. It's just, you know, going to be harder in a bigger place such as that. But Frederick has some small venues downtown as well that we're still looking to explore.
Yeah. And I mean, Backdoor and Someone New come out this Friday. I know it'll probably be out by the time this is done.
It's a perfect timing for it.
Though. Perfect timing, though, yeah.
Yes, we can basically say by the time you were listening to this, we can have
these two out. Exactly, yeah. Just like I know the timing with that. But yeah, coming out this Friday, it's cool. We set up, just like we want to probably do some more merch things.
Yeah, more merch would be great.
We have like a cat shirt, some more stickers, just
recording a new project. Yeah, exactly. You know, we have a lot of material that we're sitting on right now, and I think everyone here is super excited just to continue making and writing music and recording. And
it's like, yeah, we just want to play with a bunch of bands. We want to get out and see some more bands there. Yeah, I was at Mac Rock. It was my first Mac Rock this past year.
Cool.
It was a total mecca for like Philly shoegaze bands and stuff. But bunch of Richmond people, I got to see a bunch of people I knew and stuff. Like,
I'll say there were a fuck ton of Richmond local bands that were even on this podcast. I've recorded for them.
I saw Over Underdog. Yeah, I love Cole. Love Cold to Death.
I think Saturn Death Cult was on those.
Saturn Death Cult. Strawberry Moon played. Strawberry Moon was very good.
I'm aware of them. I've not recorded them.
They're super good tape. Yeah. I like that. Let's see. I'm trying to think other people too. Eli Owens. I don't know if you heard them. They're like
I'm aware of them for sure.
Yeah. Caroline Strickland. I think she's like adjacent to Katie Lawson. But I think she's New York based, but she was down there because I know Dane Cole's drummer drummed for her band. But it was super sick. And then all the Philly like shoegaze like Julia's War bands like Bleary Eyed and Tagabo, and super big stuff. We're gonna try to we've been shooting the Mac Rock applications the past 2 years, so hopefully we're hoping that'll
year would be our year for sure.
Yeah, and it's been great too. I mean, we've had opportunities throughout this year where we've met people from like New York and from
Philly,
like Philly as well. We've met some people from down south. I think
North
like
Carolina, Georgia. Carolinas.
We've gotten so like connecting that and like seeing if we could expand out there to play a regional tour would be great for 2024.
And set that up, and then just like probably just putting some money into some new equipment. We got you a bigger drum set.
Still using my small little jazz.
I like the little jazz kit, man. I love little tiny kits.
It's so mobile, and like I drive a compact car, so like the fact that I can just throw it in there, like it's nice. But also a bigger kick is always going
to
be.
I want them to have a 20-inch kick. No.
So we're going to try to have this out by the 30th or sometime in that week. So what shows do we have coming up for November, December coming up here soon? Yeah.
Birdhouse is that confirmed?
I don't remember what day it is.
That was the that was the 11th.
Is it the 11th
or like the 10th?
We've got an actual one planned for the 26th
of November at Richmond Music Hall with Sunflower and Marshall Family Values and Chris Allen. The Instagram name is always what I go off.
I love seeing a set where I've recorded every single one of
them. Yeah.
The Sunflower guys, super chill. We played with them a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. They're awesome. Tom from Sunflower has filled in for Ian on a show when Ian wasn't able to make it. Marshall Family Values, those guys, deep love.
Mm-hmm.
Deep love to them. They're homies. And the other guy who I forgot the name of, but...
Then December, we have one, I know for sure, and that's at the Rabbit Hole, December 9th.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting set, too.
Yeah, it'll be a little change-up for us. We'll be doing a full cover set.
Oh, fun.
We'll do, like, a small cover set, like, 30-minute cover set. We somehow got everyone to willingly agree to do a Pavement cover set.
Okay.
Because nice. I've been pushing for this for like...
This is Alex's like
wedding. I don't need to say it, but I could see you pushing for the Pavement.
Oh, yeah. It's always like the most obvious. I'm the easiest
to tell. You definitely have the archetype of the Richmond guitar lead guitar player.
Oh, I
don't mean to say that bad at all.
No. That's funny. I try to give off deep rhythm vibes because like I suck at soloing.
Rhythm vibes.
I suck at soloing. Yeah, like my fuzz when we were doing lights, I was like, fuck it, we're just doing overdrive. But yeah, no, I'm excited for that, and I think that'll probably be our last show for the year. But getting stuff started. We have one in January, but that'll get announced as it goes up there.
Right.
And we can probably find those things on your social media.
Yeah, so our social media.
Yeah, so where can we follow you guys at?
We are at Parsley the Band on Instagram. We have a Twitter we don't use.
So we stopped using Twitter. Twitter's a shit show.
I don't care what it's called.
We bail.
Formerly known as Twitter.
Then we got our Bandcamp.
Spotify, we're getting the Bandcamp set up, yeah.
Yes, on Spotify you can see all four of our gorgeous faces. That's how you can find us. Just look up Parsley.
Parsley.
You'll see us.
We need to fix up our Apple Music.
Yeah. Spelled like the cat, not like the...
Yeah, parsley spelled, like the
No,
cat.
Like the herb.
It like is the like herb? The herb.
It yeah. is like
the herb, but it's named after the cat.
I was trying to make a joke.
Yeah. You've got a point. Yeah.
Anyways, you can follow us at River City Sounds on all this stuff, and you should follow us and listen to us and do the 5 stars and the Spotify and all your stuff that you listen to us on. And yes, make sure you follow Parsley on all of their material and look out for their... upcoming EP that should be out by now.
Yeah, double single.
What were those two songs?
Backdoor, Someone New.
Very nice. So I have
new EP soon.
Okay.
Hopefully.
All right. It's okay, buddy.
So I have been Cole. This has been episode 92, and we've had with us
Parsley.
Hey, see, you always get it towards the end.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me over.
Thank you.
You want to see my Simpson world now?
Someone new.
Am I the same as before? I'm in love like this. It looks too comfy when you stand naked out my bedroom door. It's all the small things I miss. New York has no place for delusion. Like Alice, don't fuck with my life, baby. It's all okay. If I cross your mind, won't you phone me up? We're on my way. Don't let me go on the surface. Don't give yourself away to someone new. Well, now a year's passing. All the same, tell me how your dad held school, making you for queen. You say it's never been like that. Dave L, tell me, was it all worth the while? Gonna fuck up my life, baby, really, it's all okay. If I cross your mind, won't you phone me up? You're on my way. Don't let me go, I'm so pissed. Don't give yourself away to someone.
This last one's lights.
When the last of a fever talked to buddies looking my way, you and your friends imagine got me stuck with nothing to say. So obnoxious, feeling flawless, walking down the room. I'll keep it up for you, just keep it simple way you like it. Catch me falling in now. We'll try and miss it, so from this red of kisses, yeah, feeling shameless, y'all be weightless, not today, cause we've got nothing to lose, we've got nothing to prove, we'll be iconic to be each other, greatest more than I. You know I love it when you're out there, you're just screaming my name, feel some skin, let the men and heads all turn, mind on this place, I'm so obnoxious, feeling flawless, walking dollars to truth. I'll keep it up for you, just keep it simple where you like it. Catch me falling and I won't try and miss it. So from this irrelevant kisses, yeah, I'm feeling shameless. Got me weightless, not to take this. We've got nothing to lose, we've got nothing to prove. We'll be iconic to be each other's greatest love and I. With every little thing, all the funnies and eyes, yeah, I wake up in the morning, catching all of the vibes. You keep it real and classy, get me off my eyes, bring me back to my feet, things I can't let pass by. Yeah, it's true. Oh, it's true, no. I keep catch me falling and I won't try and miss it. So from this arrow of kisses, yeah, I'm shameless. Got me weightless, not today, this is true. Just keep it simple where you like it. Catch me falling and I won't try and miss it. So from this arrow of kisses, yeah, I'm shameless. Got me weightless, not today, this we got nothing to lose. We got got nothing to prove. We'll be iconic to each other, greater slow than I. Thank you.